The debate of whether to add pricing to your website or not has heated up over on TikTok, and I decided it's time to weigh in. Because if you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, you may know that for a long time, I was Switzerland on this topic. I honestly didn't care. If you wanted to add pricing to your website, great. If you didn't want to have it on your website, great. And me personally, we did not have pricing on our website for the first 14 years of doing business. But now my feet are firmly planted on the side of yes, you definitely should have pricing listed on your website. But why? Why did I make this change? And why am I so confident that this is the right choice? And how? How do you add it to your website? And where? Where do you even list it? I'm digging into all of this today in this episode, and it's chock full of practical, tangible tips that you can implement today. So grab your coffee, make sure it's hot, and let's dig into this episode together. Hey there, CEOs. You're listening to the Wedding Pro CEO podcast, and I'm your host, Brandi Garr. I'm a wedding pro just like you, and I've built one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida. But it wasn't that long ago when that success came with long days, sleepless nights, and little to no pay. Fast forward to today, and I have the business that I've always dreamed of, a killer team, steady profit, and weekends with my family. Over the past 3 years, I have gotten to teach over 1,000 wedding pros how to do the same. My mission is to create a movement of wedding pros who are ready to build a profitable wedding business that they've always dreamed of. So the age-old question that comes up over and over again inside my accelerator, on my Instagram, in my DMs, all over the place, has now heated up once again over on TikTok. And the question is, should you have pricing on your wedding business website? And the short answer is yes, you absolutely should. But let's back up a second to see how we got here. I have not always believed that this was the right answer. And honestly, I don't think I ever firmly planted my foot in either camp for a long time because I personally did not want to have pricing on my website. It was something that I was pretty passionate about. I said, I'm not putting pricing on Blush's website, but I also didn't have a preference on whether you should or not. That was simply my preference, and I really, really didn't have a stance on it. However, back in episode 78 of this podcast, I was talking with Taylor De La Fuente of Big Mouth Copy. Her company name has recently changed, so you may hear something different in that episode, but same girl, same amazing content. And we talked all about whether your website was actually making you money. And one of the things that she talked about in that episode was why it's important to have pricing on your website. And she likened it to shopping for a pair of jeans. I was so intrigued by the way that she made that analogy that I immediately started thinking, I get it now. Like, I get it. When our ideal customers are looking for a wedding pro, they're embarrassed to ask about pricing sometimes because they honestly have no clue where you fall. And this is the first time they're doing shopping for things like a wedding DJ, a wedding photographer, a wedding planner, a wedding florist. So they genuinely have no idea where your pricing could possibly fall. They fall in love with your marketing, hopefully, and they want to just understand, are you even remotely close to their budget before they reach out? But if you have no pricing on your website, oftentimes they can bounce to someone else because they're just too embarrassed to ask about the pricing. This actually happened to me recently in a real life example. Back in December, my mom and my daughter and I were shopping for a designer purse. It was my oldest daughter's 18th birthday. We took her to New York with some friends for her birthday, and my mom really wanted to buy her a designer purse. So it was really important to her. It's just my mom's thing. She loves designer purses, and she wanted to buy her first designer purse. And so we started going in some of the different designers all down Fifth Avenue, which if you've never done with a group of girls is so, so fun. But there is a difference in level of designer, right? I don't know if you guys know this, and I'm sure you do, but I don't buy very many designer things at all. And so my daughter, who'd seen Dior and Chanel and Gucci and all these things all over TikTok, these were the stores that we started to walk into. And quickly we started to realize these aren't the places that we're going to be able to shop. But what was frustrating and honestly kind of embarrassing was that we genuinely had no idea what a designer purse would cost because there was so many levels of designer out there. Just like with wedding pros, right? Photographers, for instance, can range in pricing from $1,500 all the way up to $15,000 and more. And your marketing should be drawing in that ideal customer, but oftentimes they really genuinely have no idea if you fall somewhere in the $1,500 to maybe $5,000 range, or if you fall closer to like the $15,000 plus range. And it can be very, very frustrating for our customers as we, my daughter, my mom, myself, and her friends were walking in and out of these designer stores. There was no pricing listed anywhere at all. So you had to actually ask an associate what the pricing was for the different things that you wanted to look at. The frustration and the embarrassment comes in when it's so far out of your budget that you're like, if this tiny little wallet is six times my budget for a purse, I shouldn't even be in this store, right? And so you want to turn around and walk out, but it's embarrassing to do that. And the same thing is happening with our clients. I wish so badly that Dior and Gucci and some of these other designers would put something on the front of their store that said, starting pricing $2,000, right? Then at least we would know, okay, if we're not planning on spending at least $2,000, then this is probably not the place that we need to go into to shop, right? We ended up actually finding an incredible purse that my daughter liked more than any of the other ones that she'd seen anyway, which was well more in her price range. But it took us many, many, many embarrassing walks in and out of designer shops before we finally settled on this one. And I want to avoid that for our customers. So we have proudly joined the camp of, yes, you need to have pricing on your website, but how? Where should you list it and exactly what should you say? I'm going to get into all of that in this episode. But before we dig too much into the practical tips, I want to talk about three different things that I hear from wedding pros when I'm telling them that, yes, you should definitely put on your website, because you may be feeling this too. So I want to just quickly touch on these three points so that you can really understand for yourself exactly why you're going to make this step. Because at the end of the day, I don't want you to just listen to what I say on this podcast and go do it and not understand why. I really want you to understand the why behind every decision that you make in your business. So the first thing that I hear from wedding pros all the time is, I don't want to put pricing on my website because if I could just get them on the phone, I know I could sell them. And I love this one because it goes right back to my Dior story, right? Yes, if we would have walked into Dior and we could have found a purse that my daughter loved for maybe $600 or $700, it's likely my mom would have gone ahead and purchased that purse because her budget was more like $300 to $500. But if my daughter loved it that much and it was like the purse that she wanted and she just loved everything about it, my mom likely would have gone ahead and splurged on the $600 or $700 purse. Yes, I know, you guys, if you don't buy designer purses, I don't either. I go to Target and buy the $30 purse and I think it works just fine. Everybody has the things that they want to spend their money on. Listen, I am positive that you are an amazing salesperson, but everyone has a budget that they're comfortable with. Everyone has a budget. We can't simply double or triple people's wedding budget in every single category. If all of us were out here saying, oh, if I could just get them on the phone, I know I could get them to spend $10,000 instead of the $3,000 that they budgeted. That's not realistic, and it's a waste of their time, and it's a waste of your time. Why do you want to spend your time doing a consultation with a client who has a max budget of $3,000 and your starting price is $6,000? It doesn't make any sense. I would rather spend my time with a client who says, I understand that your minimum budget is $6,000 and that feels comfortable to me. And then based on their needs, I could possibly even upsell them into my $7,000, $8,000, or $9,000 package, right? That's where I want to spend my time. I don't want to spend my time with a client who's below my budget because, listen, there is a wedding pro for every single client out there. And there's a couple for every single wedding pro. That's what I want you to understand. Not everybody is your ideal customer, and that has to be okay. So number two that I hear all the time is, if I put my pricing on my website, my competitors will see it and they'll be able to use that in their strategy. This one, I don't even understand. So the only thing I have to say about this is like, who cares? Who cares who sees your pricing? If they really want to know what your pricing is, I promise you, they will ghost shop you and they will figure it out anyway. So put it out there loud and proud. Who cares if your competitors know what your pricing is? And number three, if I put my pricing on my website, then I'm going to get price shopped even more because clients are just going to pick somebody that's less expensive and acquire with them. Oh my gosh, I love this one so much because I talk about marketing on this podcast so often. And what I want to tell you, if this is one of your fears, is that you are going to just lose because there's someone else out there that's less expensive than you. I want you to really go back and do a gut check on your marketing because your marketing should be doing the selling for you and your pricing should just be like one of the factors that they're considering. If you're simply getting shopped based on pricing, you are not doing a good enough job with your marketing to explain why you are the best, the elite, the one that they want to go with in your market. Think about it for a second. I could go to Target and buy a purse for $30 that I love and does the job perfectly well, right? But my mom is willing to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a purse simply because it's designer. Right? And she loves it. My daughter loves the marketing. She loves that that designer is who's going to be listed on her purse, who's going to have their logo on her purse. She loves the experience, right? The experience of going into a designer store or going into Target to buy your purse. I don't even think I need to describe what the difference is there, but that experience alone of going in and shopping for that item a lot of times is worth the difference in price. For me, I 100%, 100% of my grocery money goes to Publix. If you're in the South, you know what I'm talking about. If I cared only about price, I would likely go to Walmart or Aldi. But the experience of shopping at either one of those stores is so tragic to me that I want to go where shopping actually is a pleasure, where it's light and bright and people are nice and I don't have to pay a quarter to get a shopping cart or pay a dime for every single bag that I have. I love shopping at Publix and the experience is worth it for me to want to spend the extra money. And that's what I want you to think about. Your marketing should describe the experience of working with you and why you are worth what you're charging. Why that experience will be different than working with some of your competitors, right? So you have to understand your competitive edge in your market. What do you do differently? What makes you unique? Who exactly is it that you serve and what is your ideal customer? If you're not sure about some of these things, there's a couple of episodes that I want you to go back and listen to. Episode 78 that I already talked about with Taylor De La Fuente. Episode 165 with Bethel Nathan talking all about finding your ideal customer and speaking directly to them. And episode 217 with Taylor Kusick-Holman from Engie. You guys, all three of these episodes are going to really get in your gut and help you to understand how to market before someone even wants to know what your pricing is. So now you get it and you're like, okay, Brandy, I got you. I'm going to go add it to my website right now. But where do I need to add it to my website? I'm so glad that you asked because there's three places that you're going to add it. Most of the time, people go to number one, which is your services page. Okay, so obviously you're going to add it to your services page, but something I want you to really think about here is that I want it to be loud and proud. I do not want it to just be like this teeny little thing in the corner that you're afraid to say. Be proud of your pricing. You know that your pricing is worth it. You know the experience and you know the quality of product that you're going to deliver. So be proud of it and make sure that it's clearly listed under each of your packages, okay? That is going to be on your services page. The next place I also want you to list it is on your contact us page. And you may be surprised by this, but shocker alert is that honestly, you guys, a lot of people are bypassing the rest of your website and they're going straight to your contact us page because they've been on your Instagram or your Pinterest or your TikTok and they're ready to inquire now. So they go to your contact us page and they've never even read the rest of your website. So on your contact us page, right around the submit button of your contact form, I want you to put our pricing starts at or our pricing ranges from, okay? I want you to put that right there, right around the submit button of your contact us form. Okay, and the last place I want you to put it is on your online scheduler. So I've talked many, many times on this podcast about why you should have an online scheduler, which basically means that a client can go right to your website, click book a consultation, and book a time with you on your calendar. But I want to make sure that when they book a time with you, that there's a checkbox. There's a checkbox that they have to check that says, yes, I understand the starting prices are, or I have reviewed the packages and understand that pricing ranges from X to X, right? And we link our packages right there with that checkbox because I want to make sure that by the time I get on that consultation, that pricing is not something that I even need to worry if they know my pricing or not, because they've had to check a box that says, yes, they've reviewed our packages and they understand our pricing starts at blank. Okay, so these are the three places I want you to list it: services page, contact us page, and on your online scheduler. Okay, all right, so now you know exactly where you're gonna list it and you know why you're listing pricing on your website. But what are you gonna say? Because there's many, many schools of thought here about what exactly you're supposed to put for your pricing, right? And I'll tell you guys this, I'm still Switzerland on this topic. I think there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. And you as the business owner have to decide what you're comfortable with and how you're gonna add the pricing to your website. But here's three different ways that you can add the pricing to your website. So number one would just be to list the pricing under each of your packages and say starting at, right? So if you're a planner, DJ, photographer, you've got package number one and you can say starts at blank. Package number two starts at blank, right? So super, super simple, right? That's number one. Number two is to give a typical amount of money that people spend with you, that your ideal customers spend with you. I think this works really great for wedding pros such as florists or stationers, more custom type of wedding pros, right? Where you probably don't have necessarily packages and you're kind of creating a custom proposal for every single client. So you could say something like, our minimum for weekend events is $4,000 and our typical client spends between $6,000 and $8,000, right? So that's a really great way of giving people an example of the pricing that they can expect and helping them to understand that you're not gonna go out for less than $4,000 on a weekend, right? So you don't have to list out all your pricing and say, but on a Tuesday, we're this much, or on a Thursday, we're this much. No. We're just trying to give them a general idea of how much they're going to spend if they inquire with you, right? So this, again, is kind of that typical spend method. So it would just be something like, our minimum is this for weekend events, and our clients typically spend this to this. So that's number two. That's the second way that you can list your pricing. And number three is going to be a range. So it could say something like, our pricing ranges from $3,000 to $7,000. Now, this is my least favorite way of listing your pricing because it doesn't really help them to understand, like, are they going to fall more like the $3,000 or more like the $7,000? So if their budget is maybe $3,000 or $4,000, they're like, well, am I just going to get like the most basic level? Like, what am I going to get for that amount of money, right? So I don't love this method. I think if you're still just tiptoeing into this and you feel really strongly that you still want to keep it pretty vague, I think this would be the tiptoe method, but it is my least favorite because it really doesn't tell them exactly the price range for what they're looking for their wedding and the service that they're looking for from you. Okay, CEO, so we covered a lot in this episode, but by now you should have some really tangible tips on exactly why you should list pricing on your website, how you should list pricing on your website, and where you should list the pricing on your website. I want you to go right now and I want you to make these updates to your pricing listed on your website in all the places that we talked about. And CEO, if you're listening to this and you're like, gosh, this was so, so helpful. And this is my year. Like, this is the year that I am ready to double or even triple my revenue. I want to invite you to join us inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator. This topic that we're talking about today and all of the topics we talk about on this show, we dig into so deep with every single wedding pro who joins the accelerator. And sometimes it's just small, tangible strategies that you can implement right away that will accelerate your growth in no time. And we have so many wedding pros that are joining us inside the accelerator that are doubling and tripling their revenue in less than 6 months. And I want this to be the year that you stop saying one day and you say, no, today is the day that I'm going to join. And you can click the link down in the show notes below to join us inside the accelerator or DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Brandi Gar. If you have questions about how I can help you to double and even triple your revenue. You guys, thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Hey there, wedding pro. Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and wondering how you will ever pay yourself an actual salary from this business you're building? I get it. I'm a wedding pro just like you. I sat in this season of overwhelm and no pay for way too long. Now I own one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida, while doing less than 5 weddings myself each year. And yeah, I pay myself a full-time salary too. And I'm not alone. Hundreds of other wedding pros just like you have gone from overwhelmed pro to confident CEO by using the proven strategies I teach inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator.
I tell Brandy all the time how grateful I am for her. Before joining with her, I thought I was successful, and I was successful, but I was working 24/7, barely making a profit. Now, over a year later, working with her, it's just been life-changing. We have our Monday calls. I voice text with other wedding planners all over the nation, and it's helpful just to have someone that's done what we're trying to do. And that is what the CEO Accelerator Group has helped and taught me to do.
Inside the Accelerator, you get lifetime access to the 6 step-by-step modules that walk you through the pillars of a profitable wedding business.
The financial services spreadsheet that Brandy gives you as a part of the Accelerator is worth the price of the Accelerator alone. If you need clarity on finances, your budget, if you can hire, if you can even pay the people that you have hired, go get the Accelerator, because that spreadsheet gave me the knowledge and power to make the decisions to continue hiring and growing my team in the way that I want to.
But what good is all of this knowledge without accountability, community, and of course, a place to ask your most burning question? When you join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, you also get 6 months inside our live coaching membership.
It literally has changed the way I do business. It has changed the way I view things. It has changed the way that I manage things. It is totally amazing to be able to sit with CEOs that have been through what I've been through, have been through the trenches, and can give me the insight as to how they got through it. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only person on the planet who feels this way. No, there's tons of other CEOs that feel the same way I do, and we can talk about it, think through it, and we can learn. It is absolutely amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
The Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator is the best of a course, a membership, and a group coaching community all in one.
The group has been so supportive and has really kept me sane through the busiest season I've ever seen in my career. For that, I'm really thankful. Looking forward to the next year and all the things I have to learn to grow and scale my business, and super excited for the next steps.
Here's the thing. You can absolutely listen to this show every single week to get nuggets that will help you scale your business. And over the course of a few years of piecing together all of that free information, you could very likely grow a successful wedding business. Or you can join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator today to get the proven step-by-step roadmap you need to ditch the overwhelm, build maximum profit, and step into your role as confident CEO, all in just 6 short months.
In 2021, we did $220,000 in revenue, which I was so excited about at the time. In 2022, where we sit now, our revenue came in around $560,000. Honestly, I attribute so much of that to really being able to grow. I actually no longer take on weddings myself. I'm really able to focus and be the CEO of my company. And that's come with a lot of guidance from the Accelerator Group, all of the other incredible CEOs in that program, bouncing ideas off of each other, asking for the help, and hearing from other people and what's worked and what hasn't.
Just click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, and let's build your profitable wedding business together.